All right, that time again. High of 85, low of 65. Moderate cloud coverage here and there. Looking at about 80% humidity, but another outstanding day in the eastern woodlands. Business as usual. All right, let's get to our spot and talk about our build, and then get to it. All right, here we are. Now this build right here is gonna be an inspirational build. And I took that inspiration from one of my favorite games of the modern era, Red Dead Redemption 2. Now, in that game, if you're lucky, you stumble upon an old trapper's cabin in the woods. But what intrigued me about it was the game designer's awesome attempt at recreating the real thing. I got looking at it, has a sloping roof covered in metal tin, has three walls on it, two verticals in the sides, and then on the back we have horizontals going up. But what caught my eye was they actually attempted to recreate lashes. They have diagonal lashes and they also have a square lash. And I thought, wow, I could take this and actually do the real thing, but do it the right way. Also, in that same frame, as I got looking at it, and I walked around and looked, they actually attempted to bushcraft a chair. It was awesome. So I'm gonna take that idea and I'm gonna do the real thing right here. Let's do it.
Okay, so there's the hardest part of my day right there. Boom. Okay, so we're talking metal roof system and some type of bed, a raised bed. On Red Dead 2, they tend to sleep on the ground. I'm not doing that. So we're talking a raised bed, metal roofing, fire pit. Yeah.
Eat your heart out, Arthur Morgan. Boom. Okay, two things. First thing that I don't like, we have open sides right here. Now, if I were doing this, I would cover them up. But the video game shows that, so we're gonna roll with it. If it's open, yes, you can get wet. Yes, wind can blow inside here. So I don't like that. But the one thing I do like is this actual design. How hard would it be? Think about this now. How hard would it be to double the size of this? Figure 8x8 and 7 to 8 foot tall. This metal siding, wrap it on the sides as well, and simply use screws to screw it in. Guaranteed waterproof all the way around and solid AF. So something to think about for a makeshift base camp in the woods. Who knows? Just saying. Okay, time for our fire pit. Normally I'm digging a hole and I'm done with it. But in the video game, they call for a rock ring, so guess what? We're gonna attempt to recreate that. Downside, all the rocks are down here. I gotta collect them and go back up there. And it's gonna suck. I know someone's gonna say it. He's collecting wet rocks. What an idiot. They're gonna explode. Lols. Well, here's my answer to that. In over a decade of doing this, rocks tend to crack, not explode. Exploding rocks, in my opinion, ranks up there with two things. One, December 24th, Santa Claus is coming to town. And two, you win the lottery. Both probably aren't going to happen in your lifetime, so why worry about it? in. You got Goruck or Corporal's Rock Ruck. Catch you all in a few. As always, all the gear in my videos can be found in two places. One, my Amazon influencer page, and two, my Self-Reliance Outfitters influencer page. And if you're interested in Corporal's Corner merchandise, that can be found on Teespring. All three links are found inside my description box. And boom, easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Okay, so we got daylight still, so I'm thinking it's time for a bushcrafty project before chow. I want to work on that chair. Now, the game designer's intent was to create a bushcraft chair, but looking at it, it's overcomplicated. There's lashes everywhere. You have four actual legs and then an A-frame coming down this way. In reality, it's about six legs, but they seem to only attach at the top. So I want to kind of tweak that design and change it up a bit and see what we come up with, but make it simplified as well. Okay, so making this bushcrafty chair is very simple. All we're gonna do is we're gonna find four logs. You want those logs to be anywhere from 2.5 to 3 inch diameter and roughly 3.5 to 4 feet in length. From that point, grab an axe and reduce the material on all four logs to where they marry up in the shape of an A-frame. And from that point, we're gonna make two A-frames. Okay, we're going to add one more horizontal. This time we're going to add it right above my previous one. However, the distance between both those horizontals has to be the diameter of your logs. Alright, at this point right here, all you gotta do is cut your logs for your seat. Boom, 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 and you're good to go. And that's what we're talking about, right there. If you like what you see here, please do me that favor. Hit that like and subscribe button, then ring that notification bell. Once you ring that bell, please select all notifications. Then take it a step further, grab your cell phone, download the free YouTube app, and sign in. This will give you push notifications when my new videos drop. And I give you Corporal's meat platter. Yeah, there's corn there, but corn's good. Like I said last year, corn is the gift that keeps on giving. Solve the world's hunger problem right here. Eat that corn. Drop a deuce in the field. Wash, rinse, repeat. All right, for the ultimate baby ribeye. Oh man, oh man. This is outstanding. Got you on a few. I don't know what's better, being inside this cabin, messing around with that lantern, or those two ribeyes. Probably both. We'll talk about this shelter tomorrow, but I'm digging it. Just playing that video game and accidentally stumbling upon a trapper's lean-to and then recreating it, that's badass. One for the books. Probably my favorite so far. I'm digging this. And this is about 3/4 scale, so imagine doing the full Monty. Yeah, I'm liking that. It's a good idea. Nothing really special to talk about tonight. Just, as usual, my normal thank you. Thank you to all my old subs and all my new subs. I appreciate you guys. I love you. Thank you for everything you're doing. Without you, I'm nothing. I appreciate the support. It's been a rough 2.5 months, but we're getting through it. Just keep doing what you're doing. Watch my videos all the way to the end. Share them with everyone, everywhere. Continue to show on YouTube you want Corporal's Corner, and I'm going to give you Corporal's Corner. Thank you. I love you guys, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart. Thank you. Coffee time. Refined Savage Old Man Strength Coffee, and it fits. It's good too. All right, let's talk about this shelter. What do we do here? Well, we had a simple trapper's lean-to that was inspired from a video game, a popular game, Red Dead Redemption 2, Trapper's Cabin in the Woods. From there, we went ahead and built our fire pit. They called for a rock ring, so I went ahead and gave you a rock ring. Now, The chair, there were some issues with the design, but we tweaked that image a little bit and came up with something outstanding. And last but not least, we went ahead and added our 1800 style lantern to give it that nostalgic vintage look. Overall, I'm happy with it. The one thing I would change, if it were for real, is those sidewalls, the openings. The game shows there's openings on both ends. I don't like that because wind and rain can blow in there, and that could cause a problem. Other than that, for a 3/4 scale, I like it. And it's pointing me in a different direction right now. But we'll cross that bridge or jump off that bridge when we come to it. And there you go, solo overnight building a trapper's cabin from the popular game Red Dead Redemption 2. More good things to come. As always, all the gear in my videos can be found in two places. One, my Amazon influencer page, and two, my Self-Reliance Outfitters influencer page. And if you're interested in Corporal's Corner merchandise, that can be found on Teespring. All three links are found inside my description box. Now, please do me that favor. Hit that like and subscribe button, then ring that notification bell. Once you ring that bell, please select all notifications. And as always, thank you for your comments, views, and support. Thanks for watching. Get out in the field, have some fun. I'm gonna catch you next time.